Welcome to this beautiful moment in time, which is made even more beautiful by your presence. Please join me. Sit comfortably in whichever way you prefer. But see that your spine is straight, straight like a candle, allowing it to reach tall, even beyond your physical body. It is through the seven major chakras that we absorb and radiate light energy. This light energy, also called prana, is our life force. It nourishes, energizes, revitalizes, and heals us. If our chakras, which function as transformers, for this light energy cannot absorb and radiate prana, we become depleted, causing us to eventually become ill. Through this meditation, we will ask prana to enter our being, cleanse, heal, and rejuvenate our seven major chakras, so that each chakra can again spin at its highest velocity and absorb and radiate its maximum amount of light energy. Let us take a deep breath. Close our eyes and begin. We ask that light energy, prana, shower and envelope our entire being, like summer rain, soft, gentle, warm. We ask that light energy pour into our root chakra, this beautiful ruby red chakra located at the base of our spine. Our root chakra is shaped like a cone and reaches far into the earth, anchoring and connecting us at all times with the earth and the violet transmuting flame rooted deep within the center of our planet. We ask that the light energy cleanse, heal, and rejuvenate the chakra, our kidneys, and our adrenal glands. Let us give thanks to our kidneys, which have so dutifully filtered all toxins we have accumulated during the many years we have already lived in this lifetime. Toxins which we have absorbed from our environment, but also those toxins we have created ourselves through negative thoughts and feelings, as well as judgmental words and destructive actions. Let the light energy cleanse, heal, and rejuvenate these filters in our kidneys so that our kidneys can again function uninhibited at their highest potential. Let us give thanks to our adrenal glands, which are closely connected to our kidneys. We're grateful to our adrenals for alerting us over and over in times of danger. But here and now, in this moment, there is no danger. Here and now, we are safe, and we allow our adrenals to put down their armor and take a rest. In this moment, let us experience nothing but peace. Peace so all-encompassing, it envelops our entire being. Let us treasure this peace like the most valuable possession we have, and let us carry it with us throughout this day and share it with all we come in contact with. We ask that light energy pour into our second root chakra, the sacral chakra, which is situated slightly below our navel. This chakra is shaped like a disc and has the color of orange. It represents our vitality. We ask light energy to cleanse, heal, and rejuvenate the chakra, our reproductive system, and our gonads. Let us give thanks to our gonads for having produced and continue to do so the hormones which grant us the gift of creation. Creation in the form of a new life, a child, the highest manifestation there is. Let us invite our born and unborn sons and daughters into our orb, so they too can experience this healing. We give thanks to our gonads for having produced and continue to do so the hormones that grant us the gift of creating thoughts and feelings of highest vibrations of love, joy, and enthusiasm. and the gift of creating words and actions that bless, heal, and beautify all around us. And let us thank our gonads for having produced and continue to do so the perfect hormones that keep us vital, strong, energized, dynamic, curious like children, and beautiful. We ask that light energy, prana, pour into our solar plexus chakra, which is shaped like a disc and glows golden like the sun. It is located slightly above our navel. Let the light energy cleanse, heal, and rejuvenate the chakra, our pancreas and spleen, our large and small intestines, liver, gallbladder, and stomach, the seat of our intuition. From here, the seat of intuition, let us reach out to our masters, teachers, loved ones and guides, and ask for their wisdom and compassion to guide us this day and all the days of our existence. May all who come within the vicinity of our auric space be benefiting from their wisdom and compassion. We ask that light energy pour into our heart chakra, this beautiful jade green disc, which is located at the height of our heart. Let light energy cleanse, heal, and rejuvenate the chakra, our physical heart, and our thymus gland, the gland of joy. With the help of light energy, let us find in our heart all aches and pains we have stored here. Aches and pains that burden our heart. Tie us to an event in the past and inhibit us from living fully in the here and now. And let us find in our heart all worries and fears we have created. Worries and fears very much alive that tie us to an event in the future. An event that does not exist, yet inhibits us from experiencing our life in the present moment. And let us find in our heart all attachments we have created to these events. Let all be healed and released from our heart, so that our heart can again be lighter and lighter and experience the joy that is our birthright. The joy to simply be here in this world in physical form. The joy to be able to experience the circle of life. Our circle of life, which we began as a small seed that grew into a sprout and then a bud full of promise and hope, to finally blossom at the height, glory, and innocence of our youth. To then transform into a flower so rich in scent, with petals so deep in color as only experience and maturity will allow. Then, as we journey along our circle of life, to slowly let go of one petal at a time and to focus our attention on our own seed, our inner diamond, maybe even 2 seeds, maybe 50, 100 seeds or more, by the time we return our seed pot to this earth. What joy to be able to experience the circle of life. Let us take a leap and open the portals to our heart wide and share our joy with all we come in contact with today. We ask that light energy pour into our 5th chakra, our indigo blue power chakra, shaped like a disc and located at the height of our throat. We ask the light energy to cleanse, heal, and rejuvenate the chakra, our thyroid and parathyroid glands, and our lungs. Let us give thanks to our thyroids for taking this healing nourishment and spreading it among our entire physical body, paying special attention to the healing of our bones and bone marrow, our cartilage, muscles, tendons, and ligaments, our arteries and veins, all fluids that circulate our body, the central nervous system and the visceral nervous system, every organ, even the spaces within and around our cells, so that our entire physical body is being healed and rejuvenated. Let us give thanks to our lungs for supplying with each breath everyone of our trillions of cells with light energy, so they can be healed and energized and can perform their hundreds of thousands of functions per second with absolute precision. And when it is time for our cells to split and multiply, they can do so according to their original blueprint of perfection. And as we cleanse, heal, and rejuvenate our physical body, we realize what a wonderful tool it is. We also realize that we are not this tool at all. We merely use it while experiencing this life in physical form. We are not our innate intelligence either, that operates our body, makes us breathe, beats our heart, and so much more. Neither are we the intellect that allows us to analyze and reason and express ourselves with our unique personality. Nor are we the spiritual mind, which allows us to contemplate and comprehend these truths. All are merely tools we use while walking this earth in physical form. Our true self, our real self, our I Am Presence remains forever unaffected by the happenings of this worldly experience. our true self already exists in an infinite state of peace and harmony. A mirror image of the Absolute. Let us reclaim the power of who we truly are now. And let us walk this world with confidence. We ask that light energy pour into our sixth chakra, this beautiful violet disc located at the height of our brows. This chakra is shaped like an amethyst with thousands of crystalline receptors through which we perceive the universal truth. We ask that light energy cleanse, heal, and rejuvenate the chakra, our pineal gland, and our physical brain. With the help of light energy, let us find in our brain all negative and judgmental thoughts we have created. Let us find all memories that we have stored here that are painful and make us see this world through aching eyes. Memories upon which we build our present day reality. Let us find in our brain all beliefs that we have come to accept as facts. Beliefs about ourselves and the world, which in reality are not facts at all, but rather illusions. Illusions that tie us to an illusionary world. These obstacles be found, healed, and released from our brain so that it can be freed from these burdens and again function as the highly refined tool it is meant to be and assist us well as we navigate through this worldly experience. With our pineal gland cleansed and rejuvenated, we are now able to open our third eye for a glimpse of our real world. What we see fills us with awe. We recognize this world. A world so beautiful and magnificent. We cannot but long to return. What we see, a mirror of our real self, freed from illusions, fills us with immense joy and deep gratitude. For we realize that in this world, our real world, nothing has ever changed. Here, only what is real exists. And what is real can and will never change. And finally, we ask that light energy pour into our seventh chakra, which is located above the top of our head. This crystal white chakra is shaped like a cone and reaches out and connects us at all times with our higher self. We ask light energy to cleanse, heal, and rejuvenate the chakra, our pituitary gland, and our thalamus and hypothalamus, the crystal palace of our endocrine system. With our seventh and final chakra cleansed, healed, and rejuvenated, all our chakras are now realigned in a vertical line along our spinal cord. This perfect alignment allows our higher nerve centers, which are housed within each of these chakras, to open. It is through the opening of these higher nerve centers that we gradually will be able to comprehend the universal truths. We have cleared and reopened the channel from our physical being to our higher self. Let us reach up to our higher self and bring down to the extent that we can bear without injury to our physical being. Divine power, divine strength, and divine will. Divine wisdom and divine love. Let us reach up again to our higher self and pull down a light so pure and white, enveloping our entire being and filling our orb. So no negativity, no shadows can remain. And we shall be protected for the remainder of this day. Let us bring our hands to our heart and give thanks for this healing and protection. I wish us all a beautiful and peaceful day. Namaste.